As they returned from the August recess, House Democratic leaders said it was unlikely that the chamber would vote again this year on legislation to expand a children's health insurance program. Could you tell us about that, Mary Agnes?
Before they left for the August break, Democrats had been discussing another vote on legislation concerning the State Children's Health Insurance Program, or SCHIP. But now several factors, including a tight legislative timetable, members want to leave, for example, by the end of this month so they can campaign for the November elections. These factors have led Democrats to change their minds. They also have other legislative priorities, such as measures dealing with the economy and high gas prices, and the bill now costs more to finance, which also complicates matters.
What's been the previous legislative action on this bill, Mary Agnes?
President Bush vetoed two bills last year that would have expanded SCHIP, saying they were too expensive and would shift children with private insurance into the government program. The House attempted to override those vetoes but failed to do so. House Democrats have been unable to change members' positions on the bill, so there's little chance that they would prevail if they pass the bill again and the president, as expected, vetoes it.
What's ahead for this legislation?
For now, Democrats say Republicans who voted against the SCHIP expansion will have to face voters in the November elections and, Democrats believe, pay a penalty for voting against those bills. Changes to SCHIP are very much a priority for Democrats, and that conversation will resume when the next Congress convenes in January, since the current extension for the program expires in March.
Legislation that would give the Food and Drug Administration the authority to regulate tobacco is pending before the Senate. Is that chamber expected to act on the bill before Congress adjourns for the year, Mary Agnes?
No, it's not. A crowded Senate calendar and objections from some senators are likely to delay action. Senator Richard Burr, a Republican of North Carolina, for example, has promised to drag out debate if the tobacco bill comes to the Senate floor. He's argued that the FDA is the wrong agency to regulate tobacco products and that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention or the Federal Trade Commission are more suited for the task.
What are some key provisions of the bill?
It would give the FDA power to regulate tobacco products and introduce strict new advertising, labeling, and marketing rules. It would also subject to scrutiny industry claims about light or low-tar cigarettes, and the bill would ban companies from making chocolate or fruit-flavored tobacco products.
Has the House passed the bill?
Yes. On July the 30th, the chamber passed the bill by a vote of 326 to 102, which gave hope to Senate proponents of the measure that the Senate would act as well. But it looks like that will not happen this year for all the factors we've just discussed.
What health care legislation might pass before Congress adjourns?
The Senate Finance Committee has passed legislation that would help communities and states provide training and other assistance to long-term care workers to help battle the growing problem of abuse and neglect of the elderly. One of the finance measures also would expand a nationwide pilot program for conducting criminal background checks of long-term care facility employees. Since the House has passed companion legislation, there's hope that an agreement can be reached on these bills. Other potential movement includes new Medicaid dollars for states as part of a second economic stimulus package that Democrats say they'll pass by the end of this month. Health information technology remains a hot issue, with bills pending in both the House and Senate that would provide grants and loans to encourage hospitals and doctors to buy and install electronic systems for collecting and transmitting health records. House Ways and Means Health Subcommittee Chairman Pete Stark, a Democrat of California, has said that he plans to introduce his own version of the bill soon. Mental health parity also remains in play, so there's a lot to follow as Congress winds down.
The House recently approved a measure that would improve access to health care services for veterans living in rural areas. Could you tell us about that bill, Mary Agnes?
The bill, which passed by a vote of 418-0, aims to improve access to health care for veterans living in rural areas. It would establish a 3-year pilot program allowing highly rural veterans enrolled in 4 of the Veteran Administration's 21 health care networks to receive covered health services through outside providers.
What is a highly rural veteran?
These are veterans seeking primary care who live more than 60 miles from the nearest VA facility, those seeking acute hospital care who live more than 120 miles from such a facility, and those seeking tertiary care who live more than 240 miles from a facility. Veterans who fail to meet those distance requirements but face other hardship or difficulty in travel to the nearest appropriate VA facilities could be eligible for the program if the VA determined that to be the case.
Thank you for your time, Mary Agnes Carey, for Congressional Quarterly.